Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon. This week, we'll answer a listener's question about whether fireflies use their flashes to communicate and learn what scientists think they might be saying. But first, a computer program that can do what some might think impossible, communicate with teenage girls. Reporter Chelsea Wald has the story.
Teenage girls may soon look to computers to help them cope. Chandra Daly, a graduate student at MIT Media Lab, is developing a program that guides them as they reflect on emotional events, much like a therapist would. First, the girls write and illustrate a real-life story. Then, the program uses a technology called common sense reasoning to guess how the girls feel about the story. Finally, the girls respond to the computer by agreeing or disagreeing with the guess and weighing the strength of their emotions.
The idea is not to replace a therapist, but the idea is that, you know, sometimes you can't reach a therapist. Could the system sort of help in the meantime, or could it help to support a counselor in their efforts rather than replace them?
Daly says she tested this program with a small group of girls over several weeks. Compared to a control group, the girls who used the program started being more emotionally expressive in their writing.
If in their first story they said A happened, B happened, C happened, by their last story they were saying A happened and it made me feel like this.
She says the program could have a place in schools because students' emotional problems often get in the way of learning. She also plans to make the program available to all girls via the web.
Thanks, Chelsea. Does an apple a day really keep the doctor away? Recently, researchers at the University of California at Davis put apples to the test. Immunologist Eric Gershwin and his colleagues began by putting cardiovascular cells in a test tube and trying to harm them.
We stress these cells. The same way you might stress them if you went to one of these horrendous fast food places. Like, we didn't add burgers and fries, obviously, but it's a similar sort of inflammatory response.
What they used was a chemical called tumor necrosis factor, or TNF, which can start a chain reaction that kills cells. But an apple extract prevented this by disrupting TNF signaling capabilities. Since TNF is involved in arthritis, cardiovascular disease, and other conditions, the study suggests that apples might offer some protection from these maladies. Well, ever since Isaac Newton observed an apple falling to the earth, scientists have pondered the forces that shape our universe. The prevailing view today is that our universe was born in the Big Bang more than 13 billion years ago. But scientists are still trying to figure out what happened before the Big Bang, and reporter Justin Warner has this report on a surprising new hypothesis.
For decades, the story of our expanding universe has begun with the Big Bang, a moment when an incredibly dense ball of matter exploded in all directions. But the theory hasn't really explained what, if anything, came before it. Now researchers at Penn State University have an answer: another universe. Physicist Abhay Ashtekar explains that when you trace our universe back to its infinitely dense beginnings, traditional Einsteinian equations become useless.
In fact, the experience in physics has been that if a theory predicts that things become infinite, like at the Big Bang, then that is an indication that the theory is being pushed beyond its domain of validity.
Using newer quantum physics, he and his colleagues describe a Big Bang that's more like a big bounce. Their model suggests that before our expanding universe, there was another similar universe cut from the same cloth that was shrinking. It shrank until it became so dense that the fabric of space-time itself collapsed. That's when the quantum calculations take over.
And they tell us that at these high densities, new effects associated with the quantum nature of geometry itself come into picture, and they actually make gravity repulsive.
He says our current understanding of the universe suggests there was only one bounce. But it's also possible that our universe has reinvented itself over and over again, collapsing and expanding in a never-ending cycle. Either way, if the model holds up, it could open up a whole new chapter in cosmic history.
Thanks, Justin. Carbon dioxide is the gas responsible for the satisfying fizz in soda. Unfortunately, it also forms the carbonic acid in soda that hurts your teeth. Now government scientists report that the same thing is happening in our oceans. Rising levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are turning oceans more acidic, dissolving coral reefs and killing the plankton that make most of the Earth's oxygen. One researcher claims we're seeing the biggest change in ocean chemistry in 650,000 years. In other news, 50 leading amphibian researchers have announced a new coordinated effort to save the world's frogs and salamanders. They report that nearly a third of the world's amphibians are threatened by factors including pollution, environmental change, and disease. Finally, wet conditions in some parts of the United States this year have led to a bumper year for fireflies. Reporter Chelsea Wald answers this listener's question about the summer's flashiest bugs.
It comes from listener Kevin Lane from Whitewater, Wisconsin. He writes to ask whether firefly flashes are a type of communication. Well, Kevin, firefly expert Sarah Lewis from Tufts University in Massachusetts says they are. In fact, scientists have recently decoded the flashes of one type of firefly and found that they use the timing of the flashes to signal to potential mates. She says you can try this one at home.
So if you're able to decode the signals of males and females of a particular species, you can go out with a pen light and imitate the flash of a male, and you can get females of that species to respond to you very easily. You can talk to fireflies.
She adds, another type of firefly, one that eats other fireflies, also imitates these flashes in order to lure their prey. And don't forget to flash us a message at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or www.scienceupdate.com with your science question. If we use it in the podcast, you'll win a Science Update mug. If you ask lots of science questions, you can collect a whole set, and you wouldn't be the first listener to do so.
Finally, we have some bad news and some good news. First, the Science Update podcast did not receive enough votes in the podcast awards to make the final voting slate. But on a happier note, our friends the Naked Scientists are included. Science Update makes a weekly appearance on the Naked Scientists podcast, undoubtedly the critical factor in their success. So while we wish it had been us, we're encouraging you to listen to their funny and informative podcast and vote for them at www.podcastawards.com. This Science Update was supported in part by the Delta Science and Everyday Experiences Initiative. Parents and caregivers can get tips on informal science education for kids at www.deltasee.org. Next week, we'll learn about some birds that are evolving before scientists' eyes and report on a new study that adds to the debate about whether Walmarts should be welcome. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.